Welcome to the IELTS Language Lab, brought to you by Peter Travis from IELTSspeaking.co.uk. In this episode, we're going to listen to Graciela, who tried one of the free Part 2 practice tests we've published on the IELTS Speaking website. The task was Speaking Practice 13. Describe a business you know that you admire. You should say what this business is, what the business sells, how long you've known about the business, and say why you like it so much. The first time you listen, decide if Graciela answers the question appropriately.
Well, a business I know, I am going to talk about the main business or the main activity that most of my family has. So this is the business of selling and buying flowers. This type of business is because most of the people that live in the community where I was born, they are dedicated to the agriculture, especially the flowers, the growing of flowers. But there is a complete process around the business, because you have to know how to produce the flowers and how to make them grow in a good way, and also how to sell or commercialize the product, the final product, that is the flower. So I will start with the buying of the plant, that is that the producers have to buy the plant or the bulbs to a foreign company. Sometimes it's from the United States in California, or sometimes could be from Holland. And they, the producers in Mexico import the bulbs and the plants to the town where is Villa Guerrero, where the flowers are going to be cultivated. And then there are different employees who are going to be in charge of the good product that will be the final result. So they have to water the plants every day. They have to use some fertilizers and sometimes some pesticides to make it grow in a good way. Well, I mean with a good quality. And also when the flowers have grown, they have to be cut in a specific period of the plant, because the bottom should be closed, not open, and they have to take all the plants or the flowers to a place that where is going to start the other section of the process, that is to pack all the flowers. They have to use paper and they have to use plastic with the
assessment. If you listen to the original recording on the IELTS Speaking website, you'll see that Graciela spoke for well over 4 minutes. In the exam, the examiner would bring the talk to a close at a natural point after the 2 minutes have been reached, which is what we've done here. Although Graciela didn't address the final part of the task within the 2 minutes allowed, in general she still kept to the subject and made an appropriate response. However, she could practice trying to time her talks so she's able to complete what she wants to say within the time allowed. Now listen a second time. How well do you think Graciela did using the IELTS assessment criteria? That's grammatical range and accuracy, lexical resource or vocabulary, fluency and coherence, and pronunciation.
Well, a business I know, I am going to talk about the main business or the main activity that most of my family has. So this is the business of selling and buying flowers. This type of business is because most of the people that live in the community where I was born, they are dedicated to the agriculture. Especially the flowers, the growing of flowers. But there is a complete process around the business, because you have to know how to produce the flowers and how to make them grow in a good way. and also how to sell or commercialize the product, the final product, that is the flower. So I will start with the buying of the plant, that is that the producers have to buy the plant or the bulbs to a foreign company. Sometimes it's from the United States in California, or sometimes could be from Holland. And they, well, the producers in Mexico import the bulbs and the plants to the town where is Villa Guerrero, where the flowers are going to be cultivated. And then there are different employees who are going to be in charge of the good product that will be the final result. So they have to water the plants every day. They have to use some fertilizers and sometimes some pesticides to make it grow in a good way. Well, I mean with a good quality. And also when the flowers have grown, they have to be cut in a specific period of the plant, because the bottom should be closed, not open, and they have to take all the plants or the flowers to a place that where is going to start the other section of the process, that is to pack all the flowers. They have to use paper and they have to use plastic with the
grammatical range and accuracy. In general, Graciela's use of grammar was at an advanced level. She connects her statements together well using cohesive devices such as pronouns and linking words, and her statements are well formed. On some occasions, she made a mistake and then corrected herself. A good example of this is where she said, "They are dedicated to the agriculture, especially the flowers, the growing of flowers." The is not required, as agriculture and flowers in this statement have a general meaning. However, Graciela seemed to appreciate this and used the growing of flowers instead. It's clear what Graciela means when she says this type of business is because, but it should be expressed as something like this type of business is common because. Graciela corrected have for has in the statement, "most of my family has." However, as she's talking about the individuals within her family rather than the family as a single unit, the plural have is probably better. Graciela also said the producers have to buy the plants to a foreign country, but this, of course, should be from a foreign country. And finally, Graciela could have said in a specific period of the plant's growth, rather than simply of the plant. Lexical resource. In general, Graciela has a very good command of vocabulary, using a wide range of topic vocabulary, as well as some advanced set expressions and word forms, such as complete process, commercialize, cultivated, fertilizers, and pesticides. Graciela used the term selling and buying, but this is usually expressed the other way round, as buying and selling. Fluency and coherence. Graciela's fluency and coherence is very good. There were a couple of occasions where she paused whilst thinking of the word or phrase she needed, but in general her fluency was at an advanced level. Pronunciation. In general, Graciela's pronunciation was clear. Product is pronounced with a short, not a long sound on the first syllable. So product, not product. It's not foreign, but foreign with a short n on the final syllable. Finally, the standard pronunciation is cultivated, not cultivated. That's the end of this lesson. Why not try this task yourself using Practice Test 13 on the IELTS Speaking website? That's ieltspeaking.co.uk.